Now, visitors to our website have undoubtedly noticed a piece by reporter Stephanie Lecce about something called pawpaw French. In spite of what you might think, this has nothing to do with the animal kingdom, right, Stephanie?
Absolutely.
Stephanie's in studio with us to talk about what this is, who unearthed it, and why it's important. And what is pawpaw French?
Pawpaw French, also known as Illinois Country French or Missouri French, is a subdialect of French that was once spoken all throughout the greater St. Louis region, from Indiana through Illinois, through the Missouri Ozarks. And it came here with the original French settlers and kind of picked up its own pronunciation style, own vocabulary as trading was going on with French settlers all along the Mississippi, Wabash, other rivers. And it's very unique to our area. Unfortunately, it is dying out as the older speakers are getting older, dying, and haven't been able to pass it along.
Do we have any idea how many people still are using this language?
From what I understand, it's a handful. It's really a few. But about 10 years ago, there were still hundreds of speakers.
You know, I suppose if I wanted to be a devil's advocate, I could say that, you know, the reason the language is dead is because no one is speaking. That's what happens to language. We'd still be speaking like Geoffrey Chaucer if language didn't change.
It's true, but I think that this dialect comes with a lot of history to it. I mean, there are proud people. It is part of a heritage in the old mines region of the St. Louis area of Missouri. You know, it's part of our culture here. And I think that the people who are trying to preserve it recognize that and want to make sure that we remember this part of our history.
Can we listen to what it sounds like?
Absolutely. So the two young men who have started these classes spoke with me, and they gave me a little taste of what some of the words sound like between classic French and pawpaw French.
The word for king in standard French is roi. For us, we say roi. A possum in standard French, un opossum. But for us, it's a rat du bois, which is really translates to rat of the woods.
All right. Well, I didn't understand a word of that, but that's what this is all about, correct?
That was Nathaniel O'Leary. Yep. He is 20 years old, a student from Denver, moved to St. Louis, made it his mission to save this language, and explains that the language rolls its R. Ours is more gravelly, less fluid than your classical French, and has some really interesting words. I'll never forget, hyena is buki. So now I know how to say buki, hyena, in this nearly dead dialect.
And there are a handful of people left around that will understand what you're talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly, exactly.
You say that a lot of people, though, and we only have 30 seconds left, a lot of people are interested in getting involved in this.
Yes, absolutely. There's been a great response to this story, and Nathaniel and Brandon Curry from Harvest Education, where the classes are being taught, have said a lot of people have contacted them. If you are interested in taking the classes, look up the Illinois Country French Preservation, Inc., or go to Harvest Education in the Central West End, and you can get hooked up.
And we have all of that information on our website at stlpublicradio.org, as well as the piece that you put together with these gentlemen that you've just been talking about.
Yeah.
Stephanie Lecce, lots of fun. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Can you say goodbye?
I do not. I can say it in classic French, not pawpaw. Sorry.
Okay. Well, we're going to be going out by listening to Illinois resident Dennis Stromat, active in preserving the culture of the period we've been talking about. We go out listening to him perform music of that culture. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with St. Louis Metropolitan Police Chief Sam Dotson and UMSL criminologist Rick Rosenfeld about the recent uptick in crime efforts, and efforts, that is, to deal with it. And we'll take a look at a new documentary that tells the story of the locally owned but now defunct Ozark Airlines. Archive versions of this program available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/STL on air. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Don Marsh.